Good morning and welcome to the second instalment of the Lodestar podcast News in Brief. And if you're not listening to this in the morning, Monday morning specifically, you probably should do, because we are going to be bringing you a recap of everything that happened last week. And we're also going to be bringing you up to speed with what might be coming up in this week's news. And we're going to be doing all of that in under 10 minutes. So this really is the place to be on a Monday morning. First, I'm going to do a quick recap of what's been going on in the Red Sea region last week. So on Tuesday, there was an attack on the container ship MSC Gina off of the south of Aden. The vessel and the crew are safe, but this is the second time that the MSC Gina has been attacked. It was attacked almost a month ago exactly, and it's now become quite obvious that MSC ships are being targeted more than other carriers, and this is likely because of their links to Israel. On Friday, there was also a hijacking reported by the UK MTO off the east of Aden, and there was an attempted boarding, but at the time of recording, we don't have any more details. We will keep you updated as the situation unfolds. Hopefully, the crew and the vessel are safe. And Gav, this disruption in the Red Sea is obviously causing major stress along the Asia to Europe trade. But what exactly were the main issues there last week?
So the Red Sea impact on capacity has collided with growing demand in Europe and actually in the UK as well, while at the same time the dislocation of the Eastern Mediterranean from the normal trading routes, i.e. like a fair amount of East Med traffic would actually be carried on Asia North Europe ships. So that means that those containers that would have been dropped off on their way up to Rotterdam or Felixstowe or whatever are now being dropped off at West Med hubs as those ships come sailing up from the west coast of Africa towards Northern Europe. So that region in the West Med is now in danger of congestion. It appears that the ports are holding up after weathering the sort of initial surge, but how long they're able to hold up is still open to question, Charlotte.
Right, and how are these issues translating into rates? How did they translate into rates last week?
They're going up. So for the past couple of weeks, we've been sort of carrying anecdotal reports of sharp rate increases. This week, we're starting to see that now on the indices. So Drewry's World Container Index showed that the Shanghai Rotterdam spot rate was up by 20% week on week, Shanghai Genoa up by 16% week on week, and to LA was up by 18% week on week.
How is this comparing to air freight, Alex? What's been happening there?
Well, I spoke to a forwarder in Shanghai last week, and he was saying that all the uncertainty in shipping is making air freight get a little bit hot again. He's actually a sea freight forwarder, but he said he's had loads of customers converting to air freight just to get round the problems there. And he said that airlines are now offering rates on a monthly basis for Asia to Europe and Asia to America, and that airlines have withdrawn their rates for winter and summer schedules. So I think we're going to see the market hot up a little bit there.
It sounds like everyone's going to be quite busy this year then. Did you have any other big stories from air freight last week?
One interesting story that sort of came out of nowhere for me anyway, maybe other journalists were a bit more on it, but Bluebird Nordic, which is owned by Avia Solutions Group, who also owns Magma and Chapman Freeborn, it sort of suddenly went out of the market. We hear that actually Avia Solutions Group is putting its efforts into their new Slovakian AOC, which is called Air Explore, but also an old Bluebird employee has now started to boost a GSA in Iceland, which looks like it might be trying to take over Bluebird's old business. So they've set up what's called Odin Cargo. And since April, they've been operating scheduled flights to Billund and Cologne, and they plan to expand. So it's a weird little area of the world and quite interesting what's going on there.
And last month, we reported that Flexport had taken its customer Gitti Tyres to the FMC, claiming that Gitti had not paid its D&D charges and left Flexport to foot a bill worth millions. And this month, almost exactly a month later, Flexport is back to the FMC, but this time as the defendant. What's happening, Alex?
Right, yes. Yeah, so this time, Peloton, which is obviously the struggling sports equipment manufacturer that everyone...
Exercise bikes.
Exercise bikes, yeah. That everyone loved during lockdown. They're actually in a bit of trouble. The CEO's stepping down. They're laying off 15% of staff. But they're claiming millions of dollars, although they haven't put a specific number on it, from Flexport for D&D charges that they say were unfair. Now, interestingly, someone got in touch with this, in fact, an ex-Flex porter, to say that forwarders didn't need to do this during the pandemic. Some forwarders, apparently, although we've yet to find them, actually helped their customers to claim charges back from the shipping lines, didn't see it as a revenue stream. I don't know what the case is with Flexport, but I think there's some interesting stuff to come on this.
Yeah, definitely. So if they do get their money back from Gitti Tyres, they'll be giving it straight to Peloton, it
seems.
That's
what it looks like, yeah.
Okay, thank you both very much.
Thanks, Charlotte.
So hopefully now we've got you up to speed with all of the main events in supply chain news from last week. Now this week, Hapag-Lloyd will be announcing their Q1 results, and it'll be really interesting to see if they post the same positive quarter as the other major ocean carriers have done. So you'll have to keep your eyes peeled on the Loadstar for those. I will also be attending a webinar hosted by Tiaka and Zenita, and it's called Unveiling Surprising Trends in the Air Freight Market, which sounds very intriguing. So I'll be letting you know exactly what those surprising trends are on the Loadstar once I find out myself. I've also got another webinar on EU ETS called Simplifying ETS, Building Trust and Adding Transparency. So hopefully I can give you some accessible insight on how to manage EU ETS in your ocean shipping supply chain, because it is a very complex regulation. For those who don't know, it stands for European Emissions Trading Scheme. Alex Linnane is also doing an interview with the CEO of Cargolux, and she told me that she only gets one a year, so that will be very interesting to hear what updates they've had since last year. And we might also have an update on the impending strike across Canada's rail network. For those who don't know, the TCRC union has announced its members will strike across Canada on the 22nd of May unless a deal is reached with rail operators, Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City by then. The TCRC union had previously said that it was unavailable to meet until May 13th, which is obviously today, so we can assume that there will be some negotiation news, and fingers crossed it's positive, because the rail operators have both said that there will be serious congestion and supply chain issues across Canada's rail network if the strike actualises. And of course, we have to factor in black swan events, so hopefully nothing disastrous happens, but we will keep you updated on theloadstar.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.